Բարի երեկո, սիրելի հայրենակիցներ եւ ռադիո ունկնդիրներ, Ամերիկայի հայկական համագումարի շաբաթական ռադիոժամին։ Խոսափողի մոտն է Միհրան Թումաջյան, Ամերիկայի հայկական համագումարի արևմտյան շրջանի տնօրեն։ Այսօր ունենք հյուրեր Սան Դիեգո քաղաքից, Սան Դիեգոյի շրջանից, որոնք բավական ներգրավված են հայկական համայնքի և ինչպես նաև Սուրբ Հովանու Կարապետ Հայաստանի Այծարակելական Եկեղեցվո աշխատանքների մեջ. Առաջին հյուրն է օրիորդ Թալիա Հակոբյան. Թալիայի կենսագրությունը պիտի ներկայացնեմ անգլերեն լեզվով, և ապա մեր զրույցը կատարենք անգլերեն լեզվով. Dear listeners of the Armenian Assembly of America Weekly Radio Hour, we are pleased to have with us this evening two friends from the greater San Diego area. Our first guest is Talia Hagopian, who was born and raised in San Diego. She is currently at San Diego State University, where she is pursuing a bachelor's degree in business administration marketing. After graduating next spring of 2021, Talia plans on pursuing an MBA. She currently also works while attending university at SDSU, and she works with V&R Associates, which is a local accounting firm, in addition to working with a wildlife conservation company where she specializes in social media marketing and is very adept at designing and delivering creative content to her audience. Talia is very, very much involved as a volunteer in the Armenian American community in San Diego, and specifically at St. John Garabed Armenian Church. She also would like to one day have a foundation that gives back to her community. Talia Hagopian, welcome to the Armenian Assembly of America Radio Hour. We are pleased to have you with us this evening.
Hi.
So, Talia, tell us. We're very, very happy to have you, we're curious here in the Los Angeles market where we are, how fellow Armenian Americans are doing in the greater San Diego area, specifically at St. John Garabed Armenian Church. How has the church and the community and overall been able to adapt and pivot their activities, their initiatives in light of the COVID-19 pandemic? How are you guys doing?
Well, I think we're actually doing relatively well. You would assume that because we can't see each other in person, that everything would just be put on pause. But I feel as if it's almost brought the community closer together, because everything has pivoted to online live streaming through our YouTube account. And through that, a lot of people have been attending church, I think, because it has been more convenient for them. So wherever they are at home, they can hop on and watch the church services. Even if they miss the hour, they can always still watch it later. So I think more people are actually attending church. And also because we're currently in the building stages of our new Del Mar church, we are continuing to stay united. So I think this COVID-19 pandemic has impacted us definitely, but not negatively.
That's interesting. You mentioned that statistics are showing that you may actually have more people tuning into Sunday services as a result of the pandemic. It's very interesting that your church is using that medium as well, and that's St. John Garabed's YouTube platform, correct?
Yes, and it can easily be accessed through our website.
Excellent, and For listeners, that's St. John Garabed, Garabed, on YouTube or through the website, as Talia mentioned.
Yes.
Talia, if you could, you mentioned about the church, a new church being built in the greater San Diego area. How is that coming along, that project, which is a tremendous undertaking involving a lot of church members and volunteers, the community as a whole? How is the actual building coming along?
Yeah, that's actually very exciting. It actually has finally really begun. Not too long ago, they blessed the cornerstones of the church, and they had to do that through social distancing, but also all the godfathers were there, and we watched through the live stream as well. So everyone saw that, but the building is continuing. They're pouring the cement, and it's not stopping. So hopefully we'll be done in about a year.
And the new complex, and I've seen mock-ups of the complex, it's more than a church. It's going to eventually include several buildings on the campus, correct?
Yes.
You'll have the church, which is the foundation of the community, and you'll have other buildings that would provide certain activities for the community. Is that right?
Yes, they wanted to build, of course, a youth center, a hall, the church, and hopefully also a retirement home. So hopefully that will happen.
Yeah, that would be very, very convenient, of course, to have a retirement home there on campus with the church administering it. Makes a lot of sense. I'm curious, you're a young professional, and I'm curious how young professionals, Armenian-American young professionals and millennials in the San Diego area, how and if they've in fact stepped up for the greater good of the community to volunteer for various causes. What can you tell us with respect to that?
Well, I think, of course, it's not easy not being able to be there in person, everyone. There are people who still go and participate in the choir, so thanks to them, we have something to really watch. But also, technology is our strong point. So anytime there has been a technology gap that needed to be filled, we were there to fill it. So, for example, I'm on the IT team of the church, and the website has been constantly updated, of course, to keep everyone in the loop with what's going on and to have everyone allow them to access the live streams and the YouTube and have everything set up with that. So I've been doing the social media updates, of course, and my fellow teammates have been working hard on the website.
And for our dear listeners, the website, for those who are interested, is stjohngarabed.com, if I'm not mistaken. Is that accurate? stjohngarabed.com?
Yes.
Yeah. And I'm looking at it now, and well done on the site. And there's a give button there as well. For the campaign, the new church construction campaign, Talia, tell us a little bit more about the new church. It's going to be located within the city of San Diego, but just barely, if I'm not mistaken. It's close to the border with Del Mar. Is that correct? Sort of in the northern part.
It's definitely in San Diego. I think it'll be beneficial for us because previously it was more in a spot where a lot of people had to drive far distances. But I feel like now it's kind of more in the middle for everyone. And it's in Del Mar, so you have a tiny little ocean view, which is really nice. So it's a really good location.
And I trust that a good percentage of the church membership also lives in and around the church that's being built right now. Is that fair to say?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that we're talking for our listeners, that's so the northern parts of San Diego, the city of San Diego, close to the Del Mar border. Talia, if you could shed some light on how the COVID era has impacted your work in general with VNR Associates and also with the Wildlife Conservation Company, which I believe is known as Genesis, and also how it's impacted your studies at San Diego State. I'm assuming everything relative to San Diego State has gone virtual, that you've been studying via a virtual platform. But how are things going with respect to your studies?
Sure. Well, in the middle of the semester, it was really strange because the whole coronavirus thing blew up, and all of a sudden one day, basically, classrooms kind of just stopped altogether, pretty abruptly, actually. And everything just shifted online, which was a little frustrating at first because that means everything that you're doing is at home. So, you know, an Armenian household, you know, you always got to eat.
It can get loud.
It is loud. But I was able to finish my semester and happily maintaining my normal GPA. So that didn't affect my grades at all, actually. But it did make it a little harder to focus. To have classrooms at home was not very pleasant because usually all of them were already pre-recorded, so you couldn't really participate, and that was a little sad, but it's okay. And San Diego State is actually making huge changes, so in the fall we're also going to be online. The summer is already online, but in the fall, it's also going to be online, and they're going to try to make it more interactive, and they're allowing the professors to make changes to help us out more.
The universities made that very clear that they're definitely continuing with virtual instruction in the fall semester. That is set.
Definitely. I think I read somewhere in the newsletter of our university that it's going to be online until there's 14 consecutive days where no one has passed away from the coronavirus. So I don't know when that's
going
to be.
Do you are you involved with the Armenian Student Association at SDSU? Are you involved with other Armenian students in terms of programming on campus to educate students about what the Armenian community and people are all about?
Strangely enough, since I transferred to San Diego State University, my older sister, she went to UCSD, University of San Diego, and the Armenian Student Association there was, of course, larger than at San Diego State University. And since I was at community college at the time, I started to get more involved with the UCSD Armenian community. So when I went to San Diego State, I never really had time to connect with the Armenians there, because I was already connected with all the Armenians at UCSD. So I try to participate as much as I can with them. And actually, I was going to attend some of the meetings at San Diego State, but then everything kind of got shut down with the coronavirus.
Well, that's actually your experience with respect to being a current student at SDSU and through your sister being familiar with the ASA at UCSD, that puts you in a very unique position to be a bridge between the two ASAs. And hopefully in the fall semester, perhaps the two ASAs may want to consider having a virtual event where students from those ASAs, and if there are other universities in the San Diego area with an ASA, perhaps doing something together locally, you know, an online event locally, something to consider, considering your unique, uniquely qualified position as a conduit between both of those universities.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
So I say that with all sincerity because as the Western Region Director of the Armenian Assembly of America, one of my responsibilities is to visit campuses throughout California and to educate students, ASA members and Armenian students generally about the programming that the Assembly has, our internships, which are geared for university students in Washington, D.C. and in Armenia. And I will continue that programming come fall semester, again, most likely virtually through Zoom or another medium of that nature, and continue to at least shed light on our flagship internship programs that the Armenian Assembly offers. We consistently have had students from the San Diego area, San Diego universities, interning with us. I hope to be in touch with you in the fall semester about that as well. We've got about 3 minutes left. If you could shed some light, I did mention earlier about your work, career work, in conjunction with your studies. How has COVID forced you to adapt, you know, for example, with the wildlife conservation company, with Genesis, where you do some social media marketing work? How has anything changed, if at all?
Sure. Originally, I was planning on having an internship with these large companies in San Diego. And because of coronavirus, everything got closed down. They just stopped their interview processes altogether. So I was really happy when I found the company Genesis, which is a wildlife conservation company where they promote saving the environments that the animals that are getting extinct live in. And I was happy about that I was able to have a marketing internship. And, of course, everything's digital. So it's a social media internship, which I'm very happy to have. And there's no human contact, so everything's online. And I've been growing that Instagram account, and I've been spending a lot of time on that. With regards to the accounting company I work for, VNR Associates, there's just been more emphasis on helping customers stay in business and getting SBA loans and things like that, because a lot of people, their businesses seem like they're going to shut down soon, which is not good for anyone, of course. So, but everything is more virtual, of course, with Zoom and FaceTime and lots of social distancing and standards and masks and transferring papers without human contact, things like that. I know that it's pretty strict in San Diego. I don't know if it's like that in Los Angeles, but that's how it's going to be, and it doesn't seem like it's changing anytime soon.
Well, I appreciate your time and the information that you've provided with respect to the greater Armenian community in San Diego, the St. John Garabed Armenian Church community, how things are on campus at SDSU with the pivot to online, and also the wonderful work you're doing for the accounting firm where you work at and also at Genesis, the wildlife conservation company. Keep up the great work, Talia, and I look forward to being in touch with you in the fall semester. Dear listeners, I'll be back in a few minutes with our next guest, who is with Talia Vartuhi Nalian, also of the greater San Diego community. Manatsik Mez Hed.